I left Memphis as a slave and a prisoner. I was no longer the queen. That title was stolen by I, who forged my signature on a marriage certificate and thereby made himself pharaoh. Once he had secured the throne, he no longer needed me, so he sent me to labor as a slave in the Nubian gold mines. Now I was walking to Nubia, surrounded by guards who were not my own men. They had little interest in my well-being, let alone my comfort, and would likely give me no more than what was necessary to sustain my life. Hanu, one of the men who had caught Rennie and I when we tried to flee the palace, was the only one I knew by name, and only he might show me any kindness. I could count on nobody other than myself. If my unborn babe and I were to survive this journey, it would be up to me. Thankfully, the babe was still small, and the hottest months of Arket had passed. Now the days eased into Peret, which was the coolest time of year and the shortest days. Nights would be cold out here, but at least the days would be bearable. We walked all through the afternoon and didn't stop even for a few moments. The soldiers ate and drank as they walked, and nobody thought to offer me anything. My mouth was dry and my stomach growled, but I was determined to ask for nothing from these men. I had taken from me everything he could, but the one thing I had left was my dignity. I could barely remain on my feet by the time we stopped for the night.
"Tie her to the wagon," the captain said to nobody in particular. "Is that really necessary?" Hanu asked. "We are in the middle of nowhere. She will die if she tries to run off."
The captain shot him a look.
"Don't make me repeat myself."
"Yes, captain."
Hanu retrieved a length of rope from the wagon. He pitched his voice low so that only I could hear.
"I am sorry, but you heard him."
"I need some privacy first." He shot a glance towards the captain. "Please."
"Be quick."
He led me behind the wagon so that I was somewhat concealed from the rest of the squad and turned his back while I relieved myself. When I was finished, he held out the rope.
"Give me your hand," he said.
As he tied the rope around my wrist, he glanced down at my feet. He had offered me some bandages earlier when he noticed I was limping.
"Did the bandages help?" he asked.
I wanted to snarl at him. However nice he was being right now, he was still I's man, but I swallowed down my pride. If Hanu was inclined to help me, I couldn't afford to alienate him. "They did." He made no further comment as he finished tying the rope around my wrist. "What did you do to get sent away?" I asked. Before Hanu could answer, a shout came from the other side of the wagon.
"Over here," Hanu called, and led me back to where the rest of the squad was. "She needed to relieve herself."
"She is a prisoner. She could have gone where she was."
The captain shot him a disgruntled look.
"Come on, man," Hanu said. "She's a lady. We can afford to give her a little privacy when she needs to do her business."
The captain huffed and turned away. Hanu tied the other end of the rope to the wagon's wheel.
"The wagon will give you some cover from the breezes overnight. Someone will bring you food later. I would not suggest trying to get away. Even if you could untie the knot, we are a full day's march from anywhere. There is nowhere to hide out here."